Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon. And I would like to ask you a few questions, and if you qualify to participate in our two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. Right now, it's only going to be like 7 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. And and do you or any member of your immediate family work in the news media or in marketing research?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you or any member of your immediate family work for any political organization or an elected official?
No.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
53.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
So I'm going to read the options and you tell me which one fits the most. The first one is first to 11th grade or high school graduate. The other one is some college, 4-year college graduate, or postgraduate school.
Graduate from college.
Okay, thank you. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your whole household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. So the first one is under 50,000. The second one is 50,000 to 75,000. The next one is 75,000 to 150,000. And the next one is over $150,000.
C.
Sorry?
So it's up to probably a little over 100,000.
So it would be 75,000 to 150,000.
I would say, yeah,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Oh, I'll definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Well, you didn't mention Trump.
Sorry?
You didn't mention President Trump.
This is like a different question, so...
What was the question again?
If the elections for president were today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote out of those two?
I would definitely vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for Congress were today and the candidates were Democrat Janelle Bynum and Republican Lori Chavez Jaramillo, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure. I don't know about that one.
Okay.
I'd have to look into that a little bit more.
Okay, that's okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say moderate, because I have different views on things. Some things I agree that are liberal, some things I agree that are conservative. So
okay.
I'm moderate.
Okay, that's great. And which of the following statements best describes you in a group situation? So I'm going to read them for you and you let me know which one you think describes you the best. So the first one is, I have no difficulty expressing my opinions in front of others and enjoy a group discussion where different opinions are being expressed. The next one is, I tend to be quiet and do not usually express my opinions in a group situation. And the last one is, I like a group discussion and with some encouragement, will share my opinions with others.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem sharing my opinion. It depends on what group I'm in. If it's a political group and we're having a discussion, I don't have a problem doing that. But if we are just a group of people and, you know, we're not talking about politics, but I think what this phone call is about politics.
Yeah.
Then it would be probably, I'd tell them. Yeah. Probably A, number one.
Okay. Thank you. And are you available and interested in participating in a 2-hour study this Friday, July 12th at 6 p.m.? If you participate, you will receive a $200 incentive.
Well, the issue is that I work graveyard, so I will not be able to attend it.
Oh, okay. At a graveyard.
Yeah. Well, there's a day shift and graveyard, so I work.
Oh.
Those are my night shifts. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was it for the survey then. Thank you so much for participating.
Sure. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.